Blog Talk Radio.
And I'll be
be glad to send it back out to you. We are going to be celebrating tonight, and I am just, you know, I love the feast days of the Most High, and I love spending time with him in praise and in worship. And, you know, there is no official ceremony for the new moon. You know, you can actually sort of make it up because there is no official ceremony in the scriptures, or we are just told to keep it. And so we use this time today to, you know, go before the Most High with our ignorant sin. You know, as you know, as I have taught, we cannot go before the Most High with willful sin. He says he doesn't forgive it. There's no blood for that. If you are guilty of, you know, willful sin, then I tell you yourself to take that before the Most High and ask his forgiveness, and perhaps he will forgive you for it. But, you know, I don't have a dog in that race, and we're even told not to actually even pray for it. But, you know, our ignorant sin, we can ask the Most High to forgive us for those. You know, when ignorant sin becomes known, it is no longer ignorant, and the day is, but he will not forgive us for willful sin. So on this new moon for this year, I just want to do a simple service and, you know, take time to praise the Most High. You know, I love worship and, you know, giving him adoration because he's worthy of all the adoration. If it had not been for him, where would I be right now? You know, it is very hard for me to say because I have been into so much stuff. Don't know where I would be right now. I wouldn't be in a good place, though. So I always am grateful for where he brought me from and where he's taking me to. And, you know, I love taking the time when I don't have to actually teach a precept, you know, because I do so much teaching. But I love it when we can just take time and focus on the Most High and present our bodies a living sacrifice unto him, acceptable and holy in his sight. So on this evening, I think I want to do this a little bit different since I didn't officially ask someone to respond for the people. I think we're going to just rotate between you sisters. And so I will assign a rotation, and you will respond in like for the people, because when we have tried to do this in the past as one, it, you know, everybody starts and do this. So I actually, before we start, I just want to play a couple of songs to, you know, put me in that place. I've been at the farmer's market, and it was hot out there today. And, you know, when it gets hot here in Phoenix, people don't come out. And so, you know, we had some traffic, but, you know, had an all right day, but it's not what it's been being. So, and when I got off, you know, when I went to break down, the sun has a way of just draining you. And so I actually fell asleep. I was at a red light and fell asleep at the red light and just woke up, you know, and traffic was getting ready to move. I said, wow, I need to go home and take a nap or do something. So if you are used to keeping this with us, then you know that you should have, we don't use wine, we use grape juice. I won't go into the explanation on tonight, but we use grape juice and not actual wine. Oh, I just say it this way. Wine is fermented with yeast, and you know, yeast represents leaven, and so we don't want to associate the blood of Messiah with leavening, okay? So we just use the fruit of the vine, grape juice, some unleavened bread. You may have, you know, a cracker or whatever, and we share a meal because we are global in nature, but we tend to have this, and most of the time it's, you know, us from the U.S. that are attending, and we're in different places, and so we use this as an opportunity to gather as a congregation and have a meal together as well, because it's very important that, you know, we be at one. And we feel like one in body and in mind. The scriptures tell us to be of one mind. And so we are to be that way. And we try to do that as much as possible in as many ways as possible. And then once we move on to the land, then, yes, we will definitely be on one accord, be of one mind, and doing things in accordance with the scriptures of the Most High. So let me play a couple of songs that I'm in the spirit for, and we will get started with this celebration on this evening.
Yeah. Before you on the Lord's Sabbath day. In fact, this day, sisters and brothers, is what we're going to talk about and what it means. The title of this lesson is the Lord's Sabbath, a day of rest. The Lord's Sabbath, a day of rest. You know, we keep these feast days because that's a part of God's plan. And at the very top of the feast days is the Lord's week of Sabbath, because this day means something. But being that if you are people that don't observe the Lord's Sabbath day, then you don't have a clue what the Lord is doing, and you don't have a clue what this day means. The Lord give you these things, not just I'm going to put you through some rituals so I have you being busy. He give you certain things that you need to do, which is beneficial to your salvation. And it will also tell you what he is doing.
The seventh day of the week is the day that he rested, the day that he sanctified, hallowed, and blessed it. Now rejected every Sunday by folks is professing to be Christian, but they never follow Jesus' direction. You should observe the Lord's Sabbath on the day that he rested, the day that he sanctified, hallowed, and blessed it. Instead of serving Satan, falling for his deceptions, how you call yourself Christian and don't follow directions. God put the plan in motion from the very beginning, then gave the law to Moses so we know when we and with his own finger, it was personally written. But still the law that says remember is the first we forget. And what's worse is you got the nerve to call yourself Christians. Like when Christ came, the Sabbath day starts switching, but no mention of Sunday Sabbath in scripture. So where it come from if God didn't deliver? Don't say one of Paul's epistles. Like Paul somehow supersedes the official. How the servant gonna serve a different dish from the menu? Remember, Paul's habit was to teach on the Sabbath, and he ain't preach against the law. He was keeping commandments. And since when did Paul establish Christianity's standards? Thought the definition of Christian was those that follow Christ. And the Lord's Sabbath starts every Friday night. The seventh day of the week is the day that he rested, the day that he sanctified, hallowed and blessed it. Now rejected every Sunday by folks who's professing to be Christian, but they never follow Jesus' direction. You should observe the Lord's Sabbath on the day that he rested, the day that he sanctified, hallowed and blessed it. Instead of serving Satan, falling for his deceptions, how you call yourself Christian and don't follow directions? I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist or Jehovah's Witness. I'm just one who doesn't add nor diminish from Scripture. It's written revelations. Who switched the day of convocations? Worshiping the constellations, not knowing it's pagan. That's the Roman congregation giving false information on that other Jesus from these Japheth nations. Salvation is of the Jews, John 4:22. These modern day Christians, they ain't got no clue. They try to justify their lies, say their face turned blue. Your New Testament refused, eradicated in lieu. And your Easter celebration proves you know it's the truth. How can Sunday be the first day and the Sabbath too? And at the end of the Sabbath, Mary came to the tomb. And Saturday is the day the Lord stood up to read. But who you follow? Constantine or Luke 4:16? The seventh day of the week is the day that he rested, the day that he sanctified, hallowed and blessed it. Now rejected every Sunday by folks who's professing to be Christian, but they never follow Jesus' direction. You should observe the Lord's Sabbath on the day that he rested, the day that he sanctified, hallowed and blessed it. Instead of serving Satan, falling for his deceptions, how you call yourself Christian and don't follow directions?
The world is so uninformed until they don't even know that the only God that this man has ever dealt with is Jesus before he became Jesus. And you have people arguing about, well, I like the God of the Old Testament, other I like the God of the New Testament, but what they don't realize, the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. Therefore, if you realize that they are both one and the same, then you understand that nothing has changed since the Lord started dealing with man. Somewhere along the line, people think that there are changes when it comes to the Word of God. Sisters and brothers, there is no change. The Lord says he's God and he changed not.
Amen. The seventh day of the week is the day that he rested, the day that he sanctified, hallowed and blessed it. Now rejected every Sunday by folks who's professing to be Christian, but they never follow Jesus' direction. You should observe the Lord's Sabbath on the day that he rested, the day that he sanctified, hallowed and blessed it. Instead of serving Satan, falling for his deceptions, how you call yourself Christian and don't follow directions? The seventh day of the week is the day that he rested, y'all. Don't take issue with me. The Lord said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Follow Jesus direction.
That was a command.
On the day that he rested.
Yeah. Not a suggestion.
Falling for his deception.
I'm just giving a message.
The seventh day of the week is the day that he rested. Hallowed and blessed it. My folks is professing. Follow Jesus directions.
The Lord is my life and my salvation.
Thank you. Let me mute this caller. A couple callers there.
As we get an echo from that line. All right. I want to welcome everybody out to the second month new moon service or beginning of month service, as we are commanded by Yah to observe perpetually for all time. If you keep Sabbath or you keep any of the other feast days, this is one that you also should be keeping. All right, that being said, I want to welcome and say hello to our listeners around the world, those who are in Afghanistan, Algeria, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Denmark, Finland, Indonesia, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Mexico, the Netherlands, Nigeria, Poland, Portugal, Russia, Romania, South Africa, South Korea, Sweden, Tajikistan, Thailand, the United Kingdom, of course, the United States of America, and the Republic of Vietnam. We greet you all in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, and we say happy new moon to you. And want to make clear to those who are new to this that we are not moon worshipers. The moon is just used to determine the beginning of the month, and we're told to look for the crescent, and that's how this ceremony starts, with the spotting of the crescent moon. That being said, let us do our statement of faith, and let me put this up, and we will go ahead and begin this this observation and this celebration, the beginning of the month, and if you know, when you read in the scriptures, you will note a lot of times that Yah met the people at the beginning of the month. He met with them, he said, you know, even in the new moon, if we will blow the trumpet, that He will come. Heard of the Most High, and as I said, the first one of these that we ever did, I had asked the Most High for a sign, because you know I wanted to make sure that I was that He was telling me to do. And so I asked for a sign, and we light the menorah during this service. and the first candle lit on its own. I was blowing the shofar, looked down, and that candle was lit. And so we have kept it up ever since, and it has been a blessing to us all to come together this way. All right, so let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east, as Solomon said when we were not in our land, but if we would turn toward the house that he built and make our supplication known unto the Most High. He prayed that the Most High would hear our prayer. If we turn there, and not only to Israel, but to the stranger also, when they should hear of his great name. So our statement of faith, I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you and we glorify you, Father. We lift you up and we magnify your name. And we bow down before thee, O Yah Elohim, and we extol thee. We extol thee. We extol thee. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. For truly you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, Father. Glory, 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 glory to your name, Father. You are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise, Father. And we bow down in obedience to you and only you, Father. Another voice that we not hear nor obey. And we just thank you for today, Father. And ask that you would greet us in this new moon. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Okay. Got my lips right now. And y'all don't be laughing at me either. Let us read our verses for, because this is like a double Sabbath. It is the Sabbath, but it's also a beginning of month service. So let us go to 1 Kings chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. And let me go there myself. 1 Kings, 4. When Yah made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yah, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of Yah had filled the house of Yah. Then spake Solomon, Yah said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be Yah Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and has with his hand fulfilled it, say, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yah, Elohim of Israel. And Yah said unto David my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well, and it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son of David, my father, and sit on the throne of Israel as Yah promised, and have built a house for the name of Yah Elohim of Israel. And I've set there a place for the ark, where it is the covenant of Yah, which he has made with our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of Yah in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Yah Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like thee, in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. Underline that, all your heart. Who has kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him. Thou speakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Yah Elohim of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, saying, this shall not fail thee, a man in my sight to sit upon the throne, or to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O Elohim of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified. Will Elohim indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Yah, my Elohim, to hearken unto thy cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thy eyes may be open toward this house, night and day, even toward the place of which I said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven and do and judge thy servant, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the right. Hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servant and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon the land which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their city, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. For they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house, which I have built, is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto Yah toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name. Then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness, dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. Let us go to the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep the commandments, for this is man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. The book of Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words that thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah. And it's verse 11, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other Elohims which you have not known. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12 and verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall observe to do in the land, which thy Elohim of thy father giveth thee to possess it all the days you live upon the earth. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, saying, I am Yah, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yah thy Elohim in vain, for Yah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Taking the Most High's name in vain means to take his name in marriage, in relationship, and not respect it. Not do what he tells you to do. It is a marriage contract. So understanding that you can't take his name as a woman would take a man's name, so you belong to him and did not respect and keep his commandments. Okay, we understand that. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days Yah made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 17. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, and verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now let's wrap that up with John chapter 14 and verse 15. John chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, I love them that love me. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. And you still honor his precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
The blowing of the shofar. Chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yah on the altar of Yah, which he has built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses on the Sabbath and on the new moon and on the solemn feast, three times in a year, even in the Feast of Unleavened Bread and in the Feast of Weeks and in the Feast of Tabernacles. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding of his word. This service typically will begin when the crescent moon is spotted. In ancient Israel, that's how they told the time. They used the sun and the moon. So when the crescent moon was spotted, when the moon first started showing its light, it was considered to be, after it had been dark, was considered to be the new moon. And if it was cloudy, then they started at night because they couldn't see the new moon. So the new moon may be observed by the calendar astronomical calculations. But I'm going to say that if you observe it by the astronomical calculations, that you go by the crescent moon and not where they say it's the new moon. Because Elohim required them to see the crescent, Abraham, Elohim of Isaac, Elohim of Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy, and your name is holy. And we separate ourselves this night to come before you, to honor, to revere, and praise your holy name. And let's do the order this way. Let's start with Sister Mary, then Sister Denise, and then Sister Lorraine. So when I ask for the response from the people or for the people, then Sister Mary, you will go first, then Sister Denise, and then Sister Lorraine. And then if anybody who is listening on the phones or online wants to participate in this, then just press the number one on your phone, and I will see it, and then I will put you into the rotation. All right, so Sister Denise.
Internet.
Okay.
So if I pop out, somebody else has to take over for me.
All right, amen. All right, appreciate you for telling me that. Okay. So who did I say was going first?
I think I'll go first.
All right. Sister Mary, then Sister Denise, then Sister Lorraine. Okay, those that I can see in the room. All right, so if you'll repeat after me, my sister, for the people. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Yah of Yah.
Yah, Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings. Now remember, we don't make animal sacrifices anymore. In the scriptures, we are provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of the month as a season of making amends, of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration, in offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. Sister Denise, if you'll repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah.
Are you, Yah?
And let me turn up your microphone. Okay.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us.
Who has kept
us. Of the month.
And of day. Ordained us to be the beginning of the month.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you.
Amen. Yes. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you. And may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you shall restore your divine glory upon her. And then Sister Lorraine, you repeat after me. We bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal counsel.
Chapter 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon Gedith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength, and make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the temple, and pleasant heart with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. The blowing of the shofar. Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar, be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. That's Numbers chapter 10, verse 10. The blowing of the shofar, and I will blow it four times. After me. Bless all the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Bless all the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And give me a second. I need to turn up your mic. The book of Exodus, chapter 19. And we're going to be reading verses 3 through 8. So remember in Exodus chapter 19, when Yah first came down and introduced himself to Israel. Exodus chapter 19, starting in verse 3. And Moses went up unto Yah, unto Elohim, and Yah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 1, starting in verse 1. And at that time Yah said unto me, Hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first, and come up unto me in the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. And I, Yah, will write on the tables the words that were in the first table, which thou breakest. And thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood and hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having two tables in my hand. And let me put my glasses on. And he, Yah, wrote on the tables according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which Yah spake unto you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And Yah gave them unto me. I remember in the children of Israel heard them from the voice of the Most High. And they were to obey it. And I turned myself and came down from the mountain and put the tables in the ark which I had made. And there they be as Yah commanded me. And the children of Israel took their journey from Barak of the children of Jacob to Moserah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar, his son, ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From thence they journeyed unto Gedolah. I can't even say that word. Gedolah. And from Gedolah to Jotbath, and a land of rivers and of waters. And at that time, Yah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of Yah, to stand before Yah, to minister unto him, and to bless his name unto this day. Wherefore Levi has no part nor inheritance with his brethren. Yah is his inheritance, according as Yah thy Elohim promised him. And I stayed in the mount according to the first time also, and Yah would not destroy thee. And Yah said unto me, Arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens is Yah, thy Elohim, the earth also with all that therein is. Only Yah had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yah your Elohim is Elohim of Elohim, and Yah of Yahs, or Master of Masters, a great Elohim, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh rewards. He does execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear Yah thy Elohim. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou plead, and that has done for thee these great and terrible things, which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now Yah thy Elohim has made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. All that Yah has said, we will do. And then, Sister Denise, you shall repeat after me. All that Yah has said, we will do.
All that Yah has said, we will do.
The Shema. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. And let us get Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one Yah, and thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Baruch Shema Kavod Malkuto Laholama Bahe, Shema Israel, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai Ikad. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. And let's see here. I'm going to play this tomorrow.
Shema, Shema. blessed be his name, with glory of kingdom reigns forevermore. Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his name, with glory of kingdom reigns forevermore.
Prayer from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, as we ask the Most High to give us this month these seven spirits to help us during this month. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. In the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah. Let us bow our heads. We come before you, Elohim, Almighty. This night, thanking you that all the fullness of the Elohim head dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We are blessing, we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. All right, and so we're going to do this way on this evening. I think Sister Lorraine is up, so it'll be Sister Lorraine, then Sister Mary, then Sister Denise, in that order, okay? And let me prepare to light the menorah. Would you fill us your people this night with the spirit of Yah? And Sister Lorraine, you repeat, we receive the spirit of Yah. Understanding. And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
And then next would be Sister Lorraine. Would you fill us your people this night with the spirit of counsel? And Sister Lorraine, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
And there we go. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? And Sister, I think Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Departing to us, the seven spirits that you said that would be in Messiah. Thank you, Father. Give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
Let us go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, and let's get verse 17. This is looking at, because see, we have this scripture and these verses in here because a lot of people believe that, you know, the new moon service and a lot of people even believe, especially quote unquote, for burnt offerings and the peace offerings to make reconciliation for that. So it says Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 1, and we're going to get verses 1 through 6. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened, and the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah, in the Sabbath and in the new moon, oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, they shall be without blemish. So in this new moon, in the beginning of this month, you should always have a special dedication to Yah. Will you offer yourself to Him? Will you rededicate yourself for the coming month? Will you ask for His guidance, His permission to go forth and to do things, or ask whether you can do something? Isaiah chapter 66, for heat and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. Look upon those carcasses of the men in the lake of fire, people in the lake of fire. For their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. So in the future, everybody's going to keep the new moon, and they're going to have time to worship before Yah in it. They got to look at the people in the lake of fire. As a reminder, you don't want to transgress. Because if you transgress up under that system, you were in the kingdom, you go straight to the lake. So he put this reminder there. Let us sanctify this beginning of my kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let all the people say, amen. And whose turn is it? I believe it is Sister Mary. If you'll repeat after me. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope that we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
In the beginning of the month. O Yah, our Elohim.
O Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer.
To hear our prayer.
For forgiveness.
For forgiveness.
For all our shortcomings.
For all our shortcomings.
And for all our ignorant transgressions.
And for all our ignorant transgressions.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yah, our rock.
Yah, our rock.
And our redeemer.
And our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Amen. Oh, Yah, Elohim of our fathers, what we need spiritually to grow in your likeness. That you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways. That you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your words at all times. That you would give us what we need financially so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others. That you would give us what we need physically so we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. And let all the people say, amen.
Amen.
Sister Lorraine, if you would repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates.
For all those who are going to be participating, we do a communion service with the new moon. The communion is always to remember Messiah. He says, as often as you do this, and I know a lot of, you know, for a lot of people, this may be problematic, but we exactly when to keep all the feast days. But when it comes to this, he says, as often as you do it. Some people assign Passover as often. But when I read that word often, it don't have a time period assigned to it. It's whenever you do it. So as often as you do this in remembrance of me. Remember my death. Remember what I went through and how I died for you, how I suffered for you, how my body was broken for you. And so we want to always keep that before us because that's not a small act that Messiah did for us. Matter of fact, it was so terrible that he prayed to the Father three times. If there be a different way, then take this away from me, but not my will. And if you go get your grape juice for those who are participating in this, and we don't use wine, and I'll explain to those that are on the line why we don't use wine, because wine is fermented with yeast. Yeast in the scriptures represents leaven, represents sin, corruption. And we don't want to, just like at Passover, we remove all leavening from our house. We don't want to associate the blood of Messiah with leavening. Okay, and it tells us that, you know, give wine to somebody who is hurting. But, you know, kings and princes are supposed to drink it, and we shouldn't drink it because it might make you forget the law. Okay, so there's all kinds of scriptures, and they'll tell you that, you know, wine represents corrupt doctrine. But anyway, we use grape juice, so if you're going to participate, if you go get your grape juice now, I'm going to go get mine. I'm going to play a song, and I'll come back, and then we will bless those cups. We won't bless the whole bottle of grape juice, not if you want to. And then we will also get our unleavened bread, and we will have a communion service for this month. Okay? So let me play a song, and we'll come back to this.
I've been changed. I'll be the first to say I was one of them, that we only live by grace and just by faith. I was taught to listen to what my pastor say, only you should trust in him, he'll never lead you astray. But now that I know better, they don't even live according to the letter. They throw away the holy scriptures, telling me that it's all done with. That is so simple. Something simple like the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It is written that his word don't change. Why do you lie and defy the holy scripture just to satisfy your desire? And now that I know better, he don't even live according to the letter. They throw away the holy scripture, telling me that it's all done with.
I've been changed.
Ain't no going back to what I used to do, no, no.
go ahead and pour as much as you're going to consume in whatever cup you're going to drink from at this time. And if you will get your unleavened bread, ceremony in this communion. It's not something, when you're remembering somebody's death, it's not a happy moment, unless you hated them, and then it still should be a happy moment. So when we're doing communion service, understand that it's a solemn occasion and that we want to reverence what Messiah did for us. That you know, he, you know, his body was broken for us. And so we want to reverence this thing in remembrance of him. And if anything, we want to be thankful that he was obedient, even unto death. But it is not an occasion where, you know, you're being joyous and laughing and goofing off or not taking it serious, okay? Not discerning his body and what it represents to us, okay? So go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want to do some reading here. We don't want to be in willful sin. Okay, we don't want to be practicing willful sin. And take this. Because you can bring things upon yourself by doing that. Bring illnesses, bring death, not discerning his body. So 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And let's just take a moment to do a little bit of reading here so we understand from the scriptures what we're about to partake in. Starting in verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am a Messiah. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Mashiach is Elohim. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonors her head. For that is even all one, as if she were shorn or shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and the glory of Elohim. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angel. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man, in Yah. For the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of Elohim. Judge in yourself, is it comely that a woman pray unto Elohim uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman having long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of Elohim. Now, in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come now here. Now, he's been telling them, you know, giving them a little bit of structure about the position of the man and the woman. But now he's talking about something that they're doing, okay? Now, in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. And I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's or Yah's supper. So he wants to get on them because they are treating this particular ceremony as like a common meal, okay, in the partaking of Messiah's body. For in eating, everyone taketh before his other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. So if you've been drinking alcohol, you cannot take part of this. If you are, hungry and want to eat, you really should not be looking at this as, you know, your opportunity for a meal, because it's not that. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Despise you, the church of Elohim, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of Yah that which also I delivered unto you, that Yeshua, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And let everyone take the bread, put it in our left hand. With this bread, and we ask that you would allow it to represent the body of Mashiach and how he suffered for us and how his body was broken for us. And that with every chew that we would remember that he was broken for us. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So, Father, yeah, we come before you and we thank you for the precious gift of Messiah, and that we remember that his body was broken for us. And we do it in remembrance of all that Messiah went through, all the disgrace. Amen. You may take the bread and eat it. Hallelujah. Thank you. If you will take the cup, put it also in your left hand, put your right hand over it. And after the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the new testament, of the new covenant, in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Let us bless the cup. The right hand over the cup, Father Yah, we come before you, Father, and we ask you to accept this representation of Messiah's blood that was shed for us, that allowed us and opened up the new covenant to us that we might enter in. And we do this in remembrance of him and the blood that he shed for us. In Yeshua's name. Amen. You may drink the cup. Let us give Yah praise. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Yah. We thank you for the blood of Messiah, and we thank you for his body and how it was broken for us, Father. And we just glorify you, and we lift you up. And we thank you for the gift of salvation, for there is no other, Father, no other who could have done this. And we thank you for just being obedient. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, HaMashiach. Let's continue to read in this. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup of Yeshua unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Yeshua. So if you drink this unworthily, say, hey, you just as bad as the ones who were crucified. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of this bread, eat of that bread, and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning Yeshua's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or are dead. For if we judge ourselves, that's why before we do this, we should really examine ourselves to make sure that we are not walking in willful sin, because that was never forgivable before the Most High. But that we are, if we're sinning, that we're doing something ignorantly. We don't know that we're doing it, and we ask him to forgive us for that earlier. Okay, so judge yourself. Look inside. Am I walking the way I ought to be walking? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? If we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Because we're not going to do something. We're not going to take part in this. And be judged as, you know, being damned for not discerning his body. But when we are judged, we are chastised of Yah, that we should not be condemned with the world. All right, may the Most High bless you. To the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. And we thank Messiah always. The only way we have into the kingdom, we cannot be good enough. We cannot be good enough. We cannot say we weren't sinners. Our very creation was sin. When our fathers and mothers had sex and created us, he said it was iniquity. So no man can say that, you know, they were without sin. That's why Messiah, there could not be a man involved with the creation of Messiah in Mary's womb. That's why I said it was of the Ruach HaKodesh. That's the very sex act. Most I said it's unclean and it is sin. So all have sinned and fallen short. No matter how good we might think we are, we need him to change that status for us. When we came to him and we accepted him as our Savior, and we went down in his name and we were baptized, we came up out of that water, we were supposed to be a new creature, having turned away from all that sin that we could confess. Because the old you was supposed to die and you were buried in baptism with him. And when you came up, the Most I considered your slate clean. You've been watching those. It is once appointed a man to die and then to judge. But when we died and we died in Messiah, the Most High says, all right, I'm giving you credit for death. I'm wiping your record clean. Go and sin no more. That's why Messiah died for our sins that are past. Not future. Past. We come to him. We confess that we were sinners. These were our sins. We died for those things, and he forgave us all that willful and ignorant sin. Now, today, you can only come to him if you have confessed him, if you've been baptized in him. You can only come to him in ignorant sin. When you find out that you're doing something that is wrong, the day you find out about it, you confess it. And he is doing just to forgive you. But if it's something you know is wrong and you're going to still do it, he said there ain't no blood for that. We got to understand this, what we're doing. And so when we take part in this communion, we got to also understand that we got to be walking before him upright. We got to be doing what he said to do, how he said to do it, to be lawful. When we think that we're not up under any law, then we're just outlaws. That's just the bottom line. We're just outlaws. And we can claim ignorance, but what I'm going to call willful ignorance. I don't want to know. That way you can't hold me accountable, but the Most High will still hold them accountable. Okay. So we thank Yah and we thank Messiah for this body that he has shed for us and his blood that he shed for us. And in the beginning of this month, we always bring that forth, that we always remember him and what he did, because without him, we will still be in our sins. All right, amen. Let us for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua, our Messiah, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf, and the victory which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times, that you are mighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, Yah, Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised. And we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise, the praise of our lips, and thank him for the work that he has done in Yeshua, our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for even thinking of a wretch like me, Father.
Ooh, yeah.
Who was nothing, who was lower than low. But you provided a way that we should be redeemed. All those who believe, and that we should serve you with our whole heart, Father. And that we should appreciate that you didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. As you told Moses, I'll kill all these people and start over with you, Moses. I'll kill all these people and start over. He could have did it again. He didn't, Moses. But he didn't. And here we are today. Let us remember him. And let us give him thanks. And let us give him glory. And let us remember that without him, we truly would be lost.
Amen.
All right. For those who are going to participate in the meal, if you will go get your meal now, as I said, we use this as an opportunity because we are remote from each other. Most of us live in other states. Some of us live in other countries. And this is the way that our congregation right now is coming together and to fellowship, okay, to fellowship. So if you will go and get your meal, for those that are going to be eating, and do what you're going to do, heat it up or do whatever, and then I'll play a song. When we come back, we will bless the meal, and then we will have that meal time together.
Amen.
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 All right.
Amen.
That's a good song for today. I like this.
Yeah, you are my shield, my glory. my times of trouble. You are the King, there's no other beside you. You are my Redeemer from the ones I was sold to. And I am so grateful that we're the apple of your eye. And you are my rock, you are my fortress, you are my strength, and you are my deliverer. So how long shall we bear this oppression? I call on your name right now.
Y'all reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself to me.
Show me the way I'm supposed to be. Yah, reveal yourself to me. Please reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Oh, oh, oh. Yah, reveal yourself to me. Yah, reveal yourself.
Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. Father, we ask that you will bless these meals in the nourishment of our bodies. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, so we'll go ahead and eat. And I have a topic that I wanted to bring up and sort of give an update. And for those that are introduced them to Yah's Global Kingdom and Yes to Run Farms, we have foregone a building locally to build on the land. Worship to me is it's a 24/7 thing. It's the way that you ought to live. And so part of our worship is, you know, how we walk before the Most High, and how we serve him, and how we give ourselves over to him totally, as he said, with our whole heart. You know, sometime during the weekend, we have precepts and lessons, but it should be a way of life. Hard to do that when you are, you know, living in the world and you are dealing with the world at the world's level. You know, you're getting a job, and the job is saying, hey, we want you to work on Sabbath. We want you to do these things. So forth and so on. But if we create our own environment and we create our own jobs, then, of course, then we can say what days we are working and what days we are not. Okay, and so that is the goal of this whole thing, that we might come together as a community on land that we own and control And that we only abide by the world or deal with the world when we have to deal with the world. Create our own jobs, and we all have everything in common. Meaning that, you know, if Yah blesses me with $5 million, we all got blessed with $5 million. Trust me when I say that. If he ever does that, we will all be blessed. We will all take part in the land from that. But that's the concept, and that's what the scriptures command of us, how we should be, that we should have all things in common. So for me, it is, but, you know, we're all, from what I can see, the vast majority of us are, you know, feeling like we got to get out of here. We got to go. Where are you going to go? I ask people, you know, I always ask people that, where are you going to go? Because it's not just the United States, but it is government, period, that are corrupt. The only true government is the government of the Most High. All the others are man-made governments. And so if you're going to abide by them, then you're going to always have these issues. And when you realize that Yah's government actually overranks man's government, then, and that the world recognizes this, this is what I don't think that most people understand. The world recognizes that. The Yah, the kingdom of Yah is a tie, and then you're still living by the laws of man. We live by their laws as long as they don't contradict with the laws of Yah. And so this is what he's calling us to, and until he comes back, we are to, how does he say it, endure. So the only way that I can see that doing this and what he has given me in a vision is that we would come together as a community on our own land. We would live by his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments on our land. If the Mormons can do it, if the Catholics can do it, how come we can't do it? Of one another. Because if we understood it correctly, if we're walking straight up before the Most High, we are all we have. And so the Most High is expecting us to love that way, each other that way, and to walk in that. And so that is the vision for the land. We are, you know, we got to do what we got to do to get there. It, you know, nothing is going to come free. Well, hopefully something does. I pray that the Most High blesses the grants that we are about to apply for. And we're doing it because they are grants. Meaning that, you know, we got to follow what Pharaoh says for a minute to receive the money. But then after that time period, you know, we don't owe a debt. We don't owe a debt to anyone. We're not going to try to do some Waco thing because this has to be, it's not based upon Brother Miles' view, okay, or Sister So-and-so's view. Our view comes straight from the scriptures. The bylaws are written straight from the scriptures. The policies to enforce the bylaws coming straight from the scriptures. So that you can't say that it's Brother Miles' standard. If you can't read it in the word, then we don't want to use it. Because then it becomes a matter of opinion. And everybody's got one of those. We don't do it. So that's, you know, I want to introduce that to everyone. We're praying that you see the vision and that you would come and that you would join, that you would want to live by the Most High standards. If you are questionable, if you don't think that it says that, we're always open for discussion. But we're going to always let the word of the Most High take precedence. You know, so as we grow and people come and we get more men, because it seems like today, you know, but this has always been that the women, it's easier for the women to submit to Yah, to his will, than it is for men. Men are, they go through some other things. I don't even know where that spirit is coming from. But if you are trying to enforce, you know, the Most High, the will of the Most High, they seem to back away from it. Okay. But Yah, you know, let his will be done, and let it be whoever he sends. So we have far gone. You know, I could have, you know, rented a building or had a church built. That is not what Yah told me to do. Not about numbers. Because remember, many are called, but few are chosen. And he's only saving the remnant, a few. Those who will do what he says to do. Not worship him with our lips, but be doers of his word. And if he don't come back, if he don't come back in our lifetime, then we want to make this such that it goes to the next generation, that it doesn't die out with us. What the Most High has said to me to design it to do, to take territory, to convert people, to have them to walk in his way, to obey his voice. Not just Hebrews, but Gentiles and Hebrews alike. All up under one law, his law, his way, filled with his spirit, having his heart, hating evil, loving righteous, loving to do his law, to keep them, not say we ain't under it, and so it's, you know, the wild, wild west. I do what I think is right. You do what you think is right. And maybe we just might meet in the middle. No, 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 no. We ain't having none of that. There's only one voice that we want to hear and need to hear, and that's the voice of the Most High. Any of the other prophets that weren't in their own land, because most of the time, if we know the truth of the matter, Israel has been in slavery more than it's been free. Israel has been scattered more than it's been together. In its own land. So tell that to the righteous remnant. They knew that they had to do the right thing no matter where they were at. They had to worship and serve the Most High the way that he said to worship and serve them, him, no matter where they were at. We keep wanting to use the excuse that, you know, we're in the Americas or we're in this country. If it costs you your life, ask Daniel. Ask Nebuchadnezzar when he threw Daniel in the pit. Daniel, you know, they fooled me. Dude, they fooled me. They got me. They made me sign something, and I know you can't bow down to this thing, but it's the law. I signed it. So I'm going to throw you in the pit, and may your Elohim still go up here and fast and pray for you, too. Even unto death. But Yah intervened, and Yah withheld the mouths of the lions. We don't want to risk anything. So if we are of a mind, or if you are of a mind, that you want to serve the Most High with all your heart, even if it costs your life, that's who we're looking for. Because then I know I can count on you. I know in a pinch you'll have my back and your brother and sister's back. That, you know, each and every one of you hearing and listening, that if this sounds like something you want to do, if it doesn't scare you, that you join with us in this thing, and that be as committed as all the ones that I know that are with me in this are committed to it with everything that we have. And Yah will bring it into fruition. So with that, did I hear somebody? Okay. With that, not telling you you don't have to eat meat or can't eat meat. I'm saying that I got away from it because the research showed that the meat was making my body acidic, messing with my bones, that I wasn't getting enough calcium. I got into the whole microgreen thing. And, you know, Yah put everything here on the planet that we need, and it's in the plant life. And so when we eat that way, we get all the nutrients we need, and it actually really works. I'm a testimony myself. But, you know, like anything that we do, you got to be dedicated to it. You got to do it. It's not a magic bullet. If you went to the doctor and he gave you some sugar pills, you probably take those sugar pills religiously. But the most I say, eat right religiously, and we'd be like, man, I don't, you know, whatever, that we know that we shouldn't be eating because we know that it has an adverse effect. So, you know, I change the ways that I eat and eat a lot of microgreens. Still eat, you know, different foods, but I don't eat the ones that I'm not supposed to eat. Okay, and that can be hard, and it can be expensive. Because, you know, if it's good for you, they're not going to give it to you cheap. They're not going to make it cheap. But that is, you know, where we're at. And so I pray within a couple of months we'll have an answer for what we're trying to do. If you are of a mind to join, let me know as soon as possible. For the simple reason, as we write these grants, I want to write you a job into the grant, whether it's as an instructor or if you have a different skill set that, you know, you can be a manager or a director or whatever. Then we can write that into the grant and ask the government to fund it so that we create our own jobs and our own salaries, and those things go back into the community. It's not for you to get rich on. But it's for all that we have all things in common, and that everybody's money is going toward, you know, the fulfillment of making the community be what it's supposed to be. So that, imagine this, you don't have a house note, you don't have a utility bill, you don't have a water bill, you don't pay for food. That's all, everything in common to the community. So the farm produces the food. You don't pay for it. You pay for it by your labor. You pay for it if we are doing grants and we have jobs like that and your income comes back into the community. One of the things that we have a problem, and I'm speaking to more so the people of Hebrew descent, African-American descent, are Jew or Gentile. We have all things in common. And so we spend our money amongst ourselves. We look and see what are the needs of the community, and that's where the money goes. If we have more people coming and we need more housing, then we buy the stuff to make more housing. Or we buy the domes and the customized shipping containers and what all we're doing, and we build that housing for that family, for that member. If we need to raise more food, then we just convert more of the land to farmland. We don't have to farm all 160 or 200 acres. We just need to farm enough that we can sustain ourselves and have enough to sell on the local economy to make more money to come back into the community. But our jobs will be on the land, and as much as possible, the jobs will be on our own land. And so we need more than one person to do it because, hey, because our survival depends upon it. So if that sounds good to you, sounds like something you can do or want to do, you know, reach out. And we will let you help get started. Because I really think that we will be up and running before the end of this year. And hopefully before, if, you know, everything goes the way it should go, or we're trying to make it go, if y'all bless us, fully up and running within a year. We'll be training and doing that kind of stuff before then. But, you know, it always going to take people to come and start. You know, animals that we're going to raise, like chickens and things like that, everything but a hog. Anything unclean, we're not going to raise. We'll keep the dietary law. But all those other animals we can raise as our own food, but it takes time to do that. It takes time to raise crops. So, you know, and we can't all get there and say, oh, we're ready. And then we're going to have to live off the local economy because we will have no food. We will have no house. So little by little, but, you know, as I said, if Yah blesses us, and I really believe that he will, I have a very good feeling about this, that we will have the money that we need. And we will start moving onto the land, and we will start training to provide a service to the government, to provide a service to this government while still maintaining our dignity and our righteousness in our community. We can do both. So that being said, all right, you sisters finished eating. I think I talked long enough. Anybody still eating? Let me see what happens.
I'm almost finished.
Okay. All right, amen. Well, that means I can get a bite in.
All right.
Remember, we all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have skills. What we use them for and who we use them for, we do have a choice in that. I'm going to pray that you use them for Yah. And you use them for the glory of his kingdom. All right, let's play this song and then we will finish this up. What I want to pray here. Yeah, let's pray this.
Still faith. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? Thank you. really need from thee. Would your heart and soul say
He's calling you higher. He's calling you.
of thee. There is more, so much more, so much more. He said, seek my face. He says, sing my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. And before I forget it, tomorrow morning Sabbath lesson, false salvation, part 7. And we're looking at how Messiah says to the group that tells him, did we not cast out demons in your name? Did we not heal in your name? Did we not do wondrous work in your name? They thought that they were saved. They thought that they were true believers. Messiah said, I don't know you. False salvation. This is what we've been looking at and breaking down. And so we pray that you would join us in the morning as we continue in that precept. In vainly they worship me. In vanity they worship me. Okay, we want to make sure that that's not us. That's what it was written for, so that we can make sure that we don't fall into those things.
Yeah.
You know, so all we got to do is read it and believe it, but the Most High has to give us the eyes to see it. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Elohim in your body and in your spirit, which are Elohim. Always keep this before us. We belong to him. We were bought with a price. The blood of our life. So if we transgress, we were bought with life. If we transgress, it costs us our life. 1 Samuel chapter 12. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24. Only fear Yah and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he has done for you. Serve him with what? With your whole heart. And fear him. Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. That you would walk worthy of Elohim, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. Walk worthy of him. A high calling. It's going to take your all. It's going to take your all. You're not willing to give your all, you're going to fall short. Every time. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of Elohim, and you are not your own. When we understand that Mosiah said, you know, I purchased you with my own blood. You have to ask yourself, when did Elohim have blood? I'll leave that to your own pondering. Amen. So, we are his temple. We are where he wants to reside, where he has always wanted to reside in us. I want to walk in you. If we know this and if we perceive this, then we have to walk accordingly. 1 Peter chapter 4. Book of 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 2. These are our devotions. That he no longer should live the rest of his time. believing today that they shouldn't pay tithes. You got people believing today that they shouldn't have to give offerings. Oh, that was under the Levitical priesthood. No, he says, I'm telling you this under the Melchizedek priesthood. And Levi paid tithes. Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, and Levi paid tithes to Melchizedek to Abraham. So we don't have a temple. We don't have Aaron, but we are priests after the order of Melchizedek, as our Messiah is. Verse 10, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. If you honor him with your substance and with the increase of your first fruit, then he'll make sure that your barns are overflowing. You ain't going to never want. Ever. And we walk in that. Let us bow our heads. May Yah bless on thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will present you gifts. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order. Shalom. And he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. Happy beginning of month, new moon, family. Come on. And roll the credit, Mom.
What can I do if I don't have you? It's all about
Yeah, blessings to you.
Shalom.